You're listening to a Gay and Lesbian Advocates and Defenders 30th Anniversary Podcast. Founded in 1978, GLAAD is New England's leading legal rights organization dedicated to ending discrimination based on sexual orientation, HIV status, and gender identity and expression. For more information and updates on GLAAD's current legal work, visit us at glaad.org.
When I was first in practice, these two women came to see me. They were like these working class dykes from the North Shore. And they said, we want to get married. This was like 1978 or 79 or 77, something a long time ago. I felt like the Wizard of Oz. I said, well, you can't exactly get married in a church, but I'm going to do some things for you. So we prepared all these documents about powers of attorney and mutual wills, and then we went to court and got both of their names changed to the hyphenated name, you know, Smith, Jones, Jones, Smith, whatever it was. And I remember that was a little bit the judge, like some Irish Catholic babe over in Cambridge. Well, you know, but she did it. She had to do it, so she did it. And so we did all that. And then a few years ago, I was at one of those GLAAD parties, and these two women came up to me, and they said, you know, all that stuff that you did with the papers and everything, that was really important for us because we've been together like for 25 years now, and sometimes it's been difficult, but when things were difficult between us, we'd look at these papers and say, well, you know, we've signed this contract, we have to stick with each other. So, I mean, that was probably the best thing that ever happened to me with GLAAD.
In the more than 30 years since those women first walked into John Ward's office, GLAAD has been at the forefront of the marriage equality fight, winning marriage cases in Vermont in 1999, Massachusetts in 2003, and Connecticut in 2008. Each case has marked significant progress in the marriage movement, but it was the Massachusetts case, Goodridge versus Department of Public Health, that in 2004 resulted in the first legal marriages for same-sex couples in the country. At its core, marriage is about the love and commitment of two people, people who have made the choice to spend their lives together. Marriage is also a bundle of legal rights meant to protect spouses and families, an adult rite of passage, a way for two people to honor their relationship, an opportunity for family and friends to bond together, and a respected cultural institution. It's also a fundamental legal right and a personal choice, not something that should be decided by the state. It is precisely because marriage means so many things on so many levels that it has become a cornerstone of GLAAD's legal work. Because, as GLAAD Civil Rights Project Director Mary Bonato says, people's needs drive GLAAD's legal agenda, and people need their relationships to be respected.
It was just abundantly clear the kinds of problems people were running into because their families were not respected. And I think at one point, a number of us had estimated that about half the calls we were getting would go away if people were able to marry. I think of a man that we worked with who called us because his partner is of 30-some years, had been a firefighter in Boston and eventually developed throat cancer. And this gentleman who called us had, you know, taken care of him, swabbed out his throat every day, and then eventually the firefighter died. And this gentleman called us because he wanted to know, is there any way to continue to get health insurance and his pension? And the answer, of course, was no. And so in one fell swoop, this man lost the love of his life, and he lost his economic security. And that's just the kind of thing that doesn't happen when you're married.
GLAAD scored its first major marriage-related victory in 1999 in Baker versus Vermont. GLAAD and Vermont attorneys Beth Robinson and Susan Murray filed suit on behalf of three couples denied marriage licenses. Robinson argued the case at the Vermont Supreme Court on November 18, 1998, just weeks after Hawaii and Alaska both had amended their state constitutions to prohibit marriage for same-sex couples. On December 20, 1999, the Vermont Supreme Court ruled that same-sex couples in Vermont were constitutionally guaranteed the same legal protections as different-sex couples. But the court left the remedy to the Vermont legislature, which in March 2000 bypassed marriage in favor of the country's first civil union law. Baker was an important win. It showed that courts were willing to take significant steps towards legal equality for same-sex couples. But it still wasn't marriage. It wasn't equality. With lessons learned from Vermont, GLAAD moved on to Massachusetts. Mary Bonato.
The Massachusetts populace and the courts and the legislature had been fairly responsive, comparatively speaking at least, to the needs of lesbian and gay people and ultimately to families. both the courts and the legislature. And I began to think also that we would be dealing with an amendment at some point, an amendment proposal. And it mattered to me and to the folks here at GLAAD that we not simply wait to be on defense, but that we be on offense about this, that we tell our stories about who we are and our families in the context of the Constitution and the promise of government to treat us all equally and fairly before we were simply on the defense.
GLAAD chose 7 plaintiff couples from around the state, Boston, Newton, Whitensville, Orleans, and Northampton. At that time, in 2000, their relationship spanned from 7 to 32 years. 4 of the couples had children. They were courageous people who had shown that they could weather the pressure of a very public lawsuit. But more than that, they were committed couples who wanted what was best for their families and knew that they had to fight for it. Rob Compton and David Wilson were 2 Goodridge plaintiffs.
I awoke, it must have been 3 in the morning, in excruciating pain. I was just doubled over, had no idea what was happening. I just knew I was in a lot of pain. And so David rushed me to the hospital. And even though we're in Boston, a very liberal city, and they're well trained on most of these things, when you go at 3 in the morning with a staff who's part-time, they don't always know. And so we got to the waiting room, in the emergency room at the hospital, and they took me back right away. They could see I was in a lot of pain, and they stopped David at the front. So I thought, well, he's answering questions about my health insurance. He couldn't get past the front because he, you know, obviously he couldn't say he was my brother. We're not related. So it took quite a while, you know, before they finally got a supervisor who kind of explained to the staff, no, you really should allow this. But it was a long period of time before he finally came back there. And it just seemed like forever. And when you don't know what's happening, you're really worried that something's going to happen, like your appendix is going to rupture and you're going to be alone, you know, it's frightening.
In early 2001, each couple tried applying for and was denied a marriage license at their local city or town hall. In April 2001, GLAAD filed suit against the Massachusetts Department of Public Health, the state entity charged with enforcing marriage laws. The Massachusetts state constitution guarantees that all people shall be treated equally and enjoy fundamental liberties. In Goodridge, GLAAD argued that excluding same-sex couples and their families from civil marriage interfered with those basic promises. Without the freedom to marry under Massachusetts state law, the plaintiff couples and their children were denied the critical protections and responsibilities marriage provides. GLAAD was joined in its argument by amici ranging from LGBT equality and other civil rights groups to child welfare experts, religious figures, historians, legal scholars, and bar associations. Maureen Brodoff, who with her partner Ellen Wade was a plaintiff, remembers Mary Bonato's oral argument at the Massachusetts Supreme Judicial Court in March 2003.
Mary Bonato's argument for the SJC was one of the most moving experiences of my life, because there she was, sort of in these most profound and eloquent ways, in this sort of august courthouse, making these arguments that seemed so basic and important to make, and receiving a respectful hearing. You don't get many better experiences than that.
While the justices deliberated, the U.S. Supreme Court decided Lawrence v. Texas, a case challenging Texas's gay-specific sodomy law. The court ruled against the state's criminalization of sodomy, effectively invalidating anti-sodomy laws throughout the country, on the grounds that those laws trespassed on gay people's basic liberties. But the court went even further than that. They said that there are elements of liberty, forming a family, marrying, and raising your children, that gay people are entitled to enjoy just like everybody else. When the Supreme Judicial Court issued the Goodridge decision on November 18, 2003, it was clear that the justices had relied on the precedent set by Lawrence. But in the 4-3 decision, Chief Justice Margaret Marshall first invoked the Massachusetts Constitution. Mary Bonato.
It starts by talking about marriage as a vital social institution, that when you're married, there are enormous legal, financial, and social benefits and responsibilities from being married. And then they go on to say, Chief Justice Marshall goes on to say, the question before us is whether, consistent with the Massachusetts Constitution, the Commonwealth may deny the protections, benefits, and obligations conferred by civil marriage to 2 individuals of the same sex who wish to marry. We conclude that it may not. The Massachusetts Constitution affirms the dignity and equality of all individuals. It forbids the creation of second-class citizens. In reaching our conclusion, we have given full deference to the arguments made by the Commonwealth, but it has failed to identify any constitutionally adequate reason for denying civil marriage to same-sex couples.
But the court had decided to stay its decision for 6 months. In other words, couples who wanted to marry had to wait. And that lag time, that lack of clarity, in Bonato's words, created the mischief that followed. Then-Governor Mitt Romney supported a constitutional amendment that would have effectively undone the Goodridge ruling. He also asked Attorney General Thomas Riley to seek a stay on marriages. 5 private lawsuits also sprang up, all seeking to prevent marriages from moving forward. GLAD won those lawsuits, and on May 17, 2004, same-sex couples began marrying in Massachusetts. Still, GLAD had to fight for marriage. Romney dug up a law from 1913 that prevented out-of-state couples from marrying in Massachusetts if their home state would have prohibited their legal marriage, a law intended to prevent interracial couples from coming to the state nearly 100 years before, but which Romney unearthed to prevent the state from becoming, in his words, the Las Vegas of gay marriage. GLAD also defended marriage through consecutive constitutional conventions that threatened to overturn Goodridge. In June 2007, over 3/4 of the Massachusetts legislature voted against putting an amendment on the ballot to reverse marriage rights, effectively endorsing the court decision and settling the political debate. Then finally, in July 2008, the legislature voted to repeal the 1913 law. Governor Deval Patrick signed the repeal on July 31, 2008. Maureen and Ellen married on the first day they could, on May 17th, at Newton City Hall. Rob and David also married on May 17th, at the Arlington Street Church in Boston. They later found themselves in a familiar situation. Rob tells the story.
Then after we were married, which was really kind of interesting, I had a kidney stone, and I was in Rhode Island at a conference, and I had driven my truck down there. So I'm in the emergency room, and they have to call David to come and get me. And so he drives down there, and all I had to do is tell them that I was from Massachusetts. And when he got there, there was no questions. They knew we were married. They were, even in Rhode Island, they immediately respected the relationship, and he just was brought right in, and it was wonderful.
They said, "Are you Mr. Wilson?" I said, "Yeah." "Oh, your husband is waiting for you. Come on in." So it was that easy.
The power of the word marriage, the dignity and respect marriage brings to relationships, was a central issue in GLAD's Connecticut marriage case, Kerrigan and Mock versus Department of Public Health. GLAD won the case in October 2008 when the Connecticut Supreme Court declared civil unions separate and unequal. We conclude that, in light of the history of pernicious discrimination faced by gay men and lesbians, and because the institution of marriage carries with it a status and significance that the newly created classification of civil unions does not embody, the segregation of heterosexual and homosexual couples into separate institutions constitutes a cognizable harm. On November 4, 2008, the day Americans elected their first African-American president, Californians voted to deny marriage rights to same-sex couples despite the state Supreme Court's decision months earlier. But on the same day, a clear majority of voters in Connecticut said no to a constitutional convention that could have effectively reversed the Kerrigan decision. The experiences of Massachusetts and Connecticut show that gay and lesbian people and families can be equal citizens, embraced by the law and by their communities. GLAD continues to push forward to seek equality in marriage and every facet of life and law. Mary Bonato.
I love the idea that there are these principles in our state and federal constitutions about equality, and that as time goes on, people who were once seen as outsiders come to be seen as the full human beings and citizens that they are.
Thank you for listening to this GLAD 30th anniversary podcast. Visit glad.org to learn more about this story and to download a new podcast on the 15th of every month.